on a beach full of glistening plastic bottles and food wrappers.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Shop can't miss deals going on now during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. For a limited time, get a free adjustable stand when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch miter saw. That's a $229 value. Plus, save $680 on a Midea 4-piece kitchen appliance suite. Now just $1,796. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 113 through 124. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. While supplies last. See store or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Pardons issued by President Trump for 1,500 January 6 rioters, getting both praise and criticism.
Reaction from congressional Republicans has been mixed. Many say they fully support the president's decision. A handful have offered muted criticism. In a memo to the Capitol Police Force obtained by ABC News, Chief Tom Manger laments that pardons have, quote, let violent criminals who attacked police officers off the hook. Manger, who does not serve at the pleasure of the president, added, quote, when people attack law enforcement officers, the criminals should be met with consequences, condemnation, and accountability.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Attorneys general from 22 states, along with the District of Columbia and nonprofit organizations, have filed multiple lawsuits alleging President Trump's executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship is unconstitutional. The UN Humanitarian Affairs Office says nearly 900 aid trucks entered Gaza today, the ceasefire deal holding after 3 days. This is ABC News. The only person charged in the 1990 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur now denied to move to toss out his case.
Dwayne Davis, known as Keefe D, went in front of a Las Vegas judge on Tuesday arguing murder charges against him should be dismissed. But the judge was quick to deny his attempt, saying Davis has not given any proof of an immunity deal and that the state of Nevada has never offered him one. Davis claims charges should never have been filed because he had immunity agreements with police and that the whole case is a violation of his constitutional rights because it took 27 years to prosecute him. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Jules Pfeiffer has died. The Oscar and Pulitzer Prize winning cartoonist and writer was 95. Pfeiffer authored plays, screenplays, children's books, and a long-running comic strip. His wife said he'd been ill for a few years but was sharp, strong, and funny till the very end. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, scattered flurries and snow showers, and rising temps into the teens by dawn. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, still some flurries, not as cold, highs mid-20s. Colder again for Thursday, mostly sunny and a high only in the low teens, but warming back up for the weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 2 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin joining a multi-state lawsuit against President Donald Trump's attempt to curtail birthright citizenship. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and Governor Tony Evers said Tuesday the executive order is unconstitutional and that citizenship by birth is enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. This is unlikely to be the only legal challenge against the executive order, one of dozens Trump signed hours after taking office on Monday. Republican state lawmakers plan to introduce legislation to allow motorists to purchase a special blackout license plate. The proposal could also provide a new source of revenue for the state's transportation fund to support roads and bridge infrastructure projects. The remains of Columbus, Wisconsin native Lieutenant Colonel Donald Dowling have been accounted for nearly 50 years after he was reported missing over Vietnam. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, and Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Pepin County Human Services has worked out an agreement with two hotels to accept Salvation Army vouchers to assist homeless people that need a place to stay for the night. Durand Police Chief Stan Ridgway says that when officers picked up a homeless person in October, because they didn't have a credit card for a deposit, there was no hotel in Pepin County that would accept the Salvation Army vouchers that police can offer homeless.
We don't have any facilities in Pepin County that would accept our Salvation Army voucher. So after this incident, we have law enforcement, human services meetings on a regular basis, and we brought that up and we Salvation Army, and we have a couple of hotels now that are outside of our jurisdiction that will accept our Salvation Army vouchers. So, but then again, if the AG rules we can't leave our jurisdiction, now we're not going to be able to use those either.
Recently, the city and county of Eau Claire sent a letter to Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call accusing Durand Police, Menominee Police, and the St. Croix County Sheriff's Departments of dropping off homeless people in Eau Claire against their will, and is asking the Attorney General to prohibit the practice. Durand Police Chief Ridgway says officers have never taken a homeless person against their will to Eau Claire. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department will receive more than $15,000 for new equipment. The State Sheriff's Association received an anonymous donation last fall to buy deputies less lethal equipment and support canine units. Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hanks says the money will be used to get new equipment like tasers, pepper spray, and wrap systems. One man is in custody after a fatal shooting in La Crosse's north side over the weekend. Police say Cody Allen is the person responsible for the shooting that killed Justin Betts. That incident happened early Sunday morning when the two men got into an argument. Although first responders performed life-saving measures, Betts passed away at the La Crosse Hospital. Allen is now being held at the La Crosse County Jail on first-degree homicide charges. Wisconsin representatives in Washington shared their experience to President Trump's return to the White House. Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman says he hopes the president follows through on promises of deporting illegal immigrants. GOP Representative Tom Tiffany shared a post on X saying yesterday marked the beginning of America's great comeback. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin attended yesterday's inauguration ceremony, and she took a minute to criticize some of the high-powered guests like Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg. She posted to X saying she doesn't have much confidence that working families are the priority for the president after seeing billionaires get front row seats for the inauguration. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
The Durand, Arkansas School District is applying for a grant from FEMA to build a community shelter that would also be used for community and school needs. Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson says community needs would be incorporated into the building.
Just based upon the needs and the feedback we get from parents and community members is gym space and indoor recreational space, which is seems to be at a huge premium in the community. So we're pursuing the grant with the intent for it to kind of be a field house type scenario that would, you know, serve as a school space during the course of the school day, but also have some community features to it, like a community court, pickleball, tennis, those types of things we know are kind of gaining in popularity, particularly pickleball. So that's kind of one of the concepts we're trying to embed into that, as well as like an indoor walking track that would be available to the community throughout the day and into the evening. So really seeing it as not only a potential school resource, but also a really viable resource for the community as well. So,
if approved, the grant would cover 90% of the cost. A Barron County man who was recently released from prison is behind bars again after police say he assaulted his mother. According to Cumberland Police, officers were called to the home where a woman said her son, Devin Baldwin, assaulted her and was still in the home. The woman was able to get out to reach an officer waiting outside, but Baldwin remained in the home. After a standoff, officers entered the home and were able to arrest Baldwin. Newly elected 93rd State Assembly Representative Christian Phelps made his priorities clear. Phelps was sworn into his first term earlier this month and met with supporters in Eau Claire Sunday. He says public education is his background, and he always believes the most responsible use of state resources in community organizing is putting the next generation first. Phelps has co-authored a bill that would provide free breakfast and lunch for public school students. He'll serve on the Education Committee on Public Benefit Reform. Phelps was elected to represent the 93rd Assembly District, which now includes parts of Eau Claire, Dunn, and Trempealeau counties. Health officials are offering some safety suggestions as Wisconsin continues to see extremely cold temperatures today. Dr. Daniel Lores with HSHS St. Vincent Hospital warns that frostbite can happen in a matter of seconds while touching metal objects outside when the air is this cold. Dr. Lorenz is urging Wisconsin residents who work outdoors to stay hydrated and take frequent breaks indoors if possible. She's also encouraging people to check on elderly family and neighbors. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Across Wisconsin are paying tribute to longtime Milwaukee sportscaster Bob Uecker this week. Uecker called Brewers baseball for 54 years. He also gave a scene-stealing performance in the 1989 sports comedy Major League with Charlie Sheen. Uecker passed away last week at the age of 90, so to pay tribute, Marcus Cinema locations across Wisconsin are bringing Major League back to the big screen on Friday, January 24th, including in Madison, Milwaukee, and other locations across the state. Now, part of the admission will be donated to the Milwaukee Brewers Foundation. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Ugh, I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-Week Challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Larson on Driller Degree of Difficulty. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
It may be the off-season for sprint car racing, but you can still check out years of Wing Nation's programs to get that sprint car fixed. I'm Steve Post from Wing Nation. You can head to our YouTube or Facebook page or any of the audio podcast platforms to check out interviews with the champions, the race winners, the personalities, and the stories that you won't find anywhere else. Champion David Gravel. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wing Nation, we are your home for sprint car racing.
A new season is fast approaching. Stay up to date with all the changes for 2025 on NASCAR Hot Pass.
It has potential to help out all the teams. You know, Gabe Hart is an incredibly smart person.
From crew chief and driver changes to schedule enhancements, NASCAR Hot Pass has it covered.
Schedule variation works, and it's proven that it works.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings on the Motor Racing Network.
Kyle Larson joined Christopher Bell as a three-time Chili Bowl Nationals winner last Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Over the week-long contest, the 2021 NASCAR Cup Series champion beat out the best of the best midget drivers to take home the prestigious Golden Driller Trophy. The California native recently reflected on the difficulty of his accomplishment.
It took me 13 years to win one of them, so the car count is huge. Like, there's almost 400 entries. Really, you just got to execute every time you're on the track. I mean, when it comes down to Saturday night's main event, you've got 24 of the best, you know, teams and drivers in the field. Probably looks easier now than what it really is, I guess, you know, now that I got more experience. Fortunate to have won now three times.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The Badgers wrap up their road trip at UCLA tonight, shooting for their eighth consecutive win. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They're coming off a win at USC on Saturday, tip time set for 8:30 on Peacock. Marquette looks to bounce back from their two-point loss to Xavier on Saturday when they hit the road to take on Seton Hall tonight. That one tips at 7 o'clock on Peacock. Marquette promoting Mike Brooker to be its next athletic director. Brooker was the deputy AD and has spent 21 years at the school. He replaces Bill Scholl, who announced his retirement in May. Bears interviewed 15 people for their head coaching vacancy, among them former Packers coach Mike McCarthy and current Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich. They've settled on Detroit offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, who's been highly sought after while leading the Lions' high-powered offensive attack. In college football, Ohio State, the college football national champion, the Buckeyes beat Notre Dame 34-23. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It was a rough week on the hardwood for unbeatens and top-ranked teams. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
We are down to just six unbeaten teams remaining in boys basketball in Wisconsin, as eight squads suffered their first defeat last week, including four top-ranked teams. It started on Friday night when Division IV top-ranked and defending state champion Mineral Point played a thriller with Southwestern as the teams went back and forth down the stretch. Everett Dressler buried a three-pointer with 14 seconds remaining to put Southwestern ahead, and they'd hold on for a 79-77 victory. Saturday saw three of the top-ranked teams go down at the La Crosse Center as part of the Midwest Players Classic. Division II number one Mount Horeb led perennial Minnesota powerhouse Caledonia at halftime, only to see things slip away in a 70-59 defeat. Later in the day, in one of the most anticipated games of the event, Breck, Minnesota outlasted D1 number one Wisconsin Lutheran 67-64 in overtime. In a flyaway conference game Saturday afternoon at Laconia High School, the host Spartans took down Division V top-ranked Sheboygan Lutheran 73-66 behind 27 points from Cash Farrell and 26 from Ethan Pino. The six remaining unbeaten teams in boys basketball are Kettle Moraine, Racine Lutheran, Bondiwell, Partyville, North Crawford, and Royal. Weather wiped out most of Tuesday's schedule, so be sure to pay close attention to reschedules this week. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently honored some DNR wardens, as well as civilian staff, for heroic acts of public service. More details when we return.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
The Wisconsin DNR has lauded 16 agency conservation wardens and one division staffer for life-saving and heroic actions. Family and friends join Governor Tony Evers for the January 10th Life-Saving, Valor, and Meritorious Awards Ceremony at the Wisconsin State Capitol. The awards were selected by the DNR Division of Public Safety and Resource Protection Special Awards Committee, which includes sworn officers and civilian division staff. There were two recipients for Valor Awards, Warden Bob Jumbeck of the Mississippi River Warden Team and former Warden Alex Hensler. Life-Saving Award recipients included Wardens Jacob Cross, Brian Lockman, Kyle Zembo, Program Specialist Logan Planer, Wardens Joe McMahon, Al Erickson, Tom Heisler, Benjamin Gruber, Nick Al-Mugrabi, Brad Latza, and Investigative Warden John Schreiber. Jennifer Burrow-Niemeyer, Lieutenant Andrew Starch, and Marine Wardens Adam Strelo and Travis Sindels received meritorious awards. Congratulations and thank you to all of these public servants. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, scattered flurries and snow showers, and rising temps into the teens by dawn. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, still some flurries, not as cold, highs mid-20s. Colder again for Thursday, mostly sunny and a high only in the low teens, but warming back up for the weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 2 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. A market that come off of a holiday and really came out of the gates during the day trade on fire, especially when you look at the way these soybean markets are finishing out. Some mixed numbers happening on the livestock side. We're going to talk a little about what that influence was today. Add to it, of course, what's going on with the dollar cattle market. And no surprise, we're talking a little weather as well. Sam Hudson joins us today. Sam with Corn Belt Marketing. And let's start, because you and I talked about this when we were on TV for the midday. Let's talk about this Trump euphoria.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we come into the week and you know, obviously there's been a lot of talking down leading up to this date about, you know, how detrimental tariffs could be, you know, how aggressive they could be, and obviously, you know, the list of countries they could be, you know, thrust upon. But as we come into the first days of the Trump presidency, it looks like Mexico and Canada could be at the top of that list, while China really isn't mentioned. And so I think that sentiment, it doesn't necessarily lead to an immediately concrete bullish, you know, sort of conclusion, but just the sense, just the fact that it's not as negative as what everyone was fearing out of the gate. And again, you see the labeling of a tariff delay, but I don't know that there's ever a guarantee that it had to come out on day one. It was just this expectation that's been ingrained in our heads here by the media and whatever else. And so let's see how it all, you know, transpires. There's been some positive things with some of the executive orders. I know year-round ethanol was included in that. But my presumption is that we'll, you know, try to get back to this trade deal and maybe adhering to that with China. And hopefully that offers a path of positivity here from a price standpoint.
And from that perspective, it sounds like this isn't something we're going to see over the next couple of weeks even. I mean, I had read somewhere that they called it later this year.
That's right. And I think that's a good thing because that provides a concrete and tangible time frame for them to work on things. I mean, to me, it says, hey, if we haven't figured the bulk of this out by June, by this summer, maybe even early spring, then now you start to get more concerned about how they could, you know, tie all of that up. At this point, you know, the things I think you have to reference and take a look at here is over the last 3 years, you know, China's lost upwards of $18 trillion, it's believed, in their real estate market. They don't really want to fight a trade war any more than anybody else wants to. And so they're going to do what works best for them, even if it means buying more expensive beans out of the U.S. or at least committing to do so at a time where they're cheaper out of South America right before they harvest their crop. So they may commit to that, but there's going to be you know, tangible timeframes attached to all that, too. It doesn't all have to happen now. But again, you're evening up a lot of this sentiment and a lot of these opinions that we've been having about Trump here leading up to this. And now we see the reality of it.
You know, in many ways, it sounds like China's like, hey, we have things you want. Let's work together and figure out where we go forward.
That's right. And I think it's a good way to put it. And you know, there again, you know, there could be more, you know, tensions with Mexico and Canada here at the onset of things, especially when you consider how, you know, the border plays into all of those decisions and you know, politics of it.
Oh, yeah. Lots of politics we'll be discussing over the next couple of weeks with this. What about the U.S. dollar? I mean, the wheat market definitely reacted to what the dollar did today.
Yeah, and I think this is, you know, similar to the soybeans. You know, we see a strong trade here to start things off. I would expect we see a little bit of follow through there too, but after that, does it really stick? And I would say the same thing about the dollar, a sharp correction today, down almost 1.5%. And in this interim where we, you know, spend weeks, maybe a few months trying to figure all this out, I think you're going to see a lot of volatility in the currencies and the metals and in a lot of these commodities as we determine which ones are and are not going to, you know, be seeing tariffs or any other, you know, policy guidance that's going to change the pricing of them. And so I think this is just resetting the table and kind of rebalancing where we think fair price should be on a lot of this stuff, including those currency baskets.
Is there concerns out there, though, since we're talking about wheat real quick, this weather? I know there were areas of Kansas, obviously, that did get some snow here a few short weeks ago, but lack of snow cover, bitterly cold temps, but there's some concerns.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's something to keep an eye on. You know, fundamentally, though, you know, that's the other thing we have to, you know, remember here is we hit the reset button on the fundamentals on the USDA supply and demand balance sheet here to kick off the year. You know, we got the, you know, our yield cut in corn and all that data. We just reconfirmed that we got plenty of wheat here sitting around. I mean, 40% stocks to usage. You got to change something on a global dynamic to expect that we're going to all of a sudden break into a bunch of demand, or you have to have a supply shortage. So the weakness in the dollar today, you know, again, maybe some knee-jerk reactions here. You know, if it were me, I wouldn't want to be short a bunch of wheat, but I don't know that I'd be out here sitting here trying to buy it expecting a rally. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. You know, I think we're going to have plenty of wheat here sitting around. Could it threaten good to excellent ratings? Absolutely. But we've got the wheat to give, at least for the time being. But I would reference just how dry it is in general here, Susan. Not only wheat, but for corn and beans, we've continued to see a pattern here that has disallowed for any meaningful moisture build, particularly west of the Missouri. And we went into the end of the season dry out there as is. These are really brutally cold temperatures. If you don't have any snow cover, I mean, they can be just as bad as the hot dry in the summertime in terms of drying things out and cracking that ground and, you know, not moving things, you know, through the profile as they should.
Well, definitely cracks in the ground is what we're seeing. Just in, I mean, I walk out to our pastures and even looking at our county roads and the cracks are showing up. And, you know, everybody says it was going to be another weather related market year. It should come as no surprise that it's already being focused on here the 21st of January.
That's right. And we started with this wheat crop, and you mentioned it off air. You know, how many times can you kill it? But there's due diligence to understanding what kind of condition it's in, but probably pertains more to the cash markets in terms of basis and carry and spreads and stuff like that domestically than even more than the global, you know, outlook in terms of trying to price that. I think the bigger story is going to be with corn, because if you have any of those supply disruptions, you know, we've whittled our stocks to usage down in a pretty big way, and those buffers are now gone. So if we have any issues with that second crop corn in Brazil, the safrinha crop, or any issues here in the spring, there's just very little room for any error.
Any surprise weekly export inspections were as strong as they were for corn?
No, I mean, we've seen pretty good. Yeah, we've seen really good water in the river systems. You know, obviously with this brutal cold temperatures this week, we may start freezing things up just a little bit and have some icing issues. But the cold weather's not going to stick around. We're supposed to be back up to 30 degrees here tomorrow. I think we were 20 below zero wind chill this morning. So, you know, getting that cold weather to stick is the biggest thing there. The fact that we've had the water in there, the fact that, you know, we've been well apt and capable to ship, and everyone's been buying. I mean,
we've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half. We'll focus on what's happening in the world of livestock and more. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation does continue this afternoon with Sam Hudson. Sam is with Corn Belt Marketing. And let's take a look at the fact that these livestock, you know, kind of struggled throughout today's trading session. Live cattle ended up, for the most part, finishing with a decent amount of green on the screen. What was your initial takeaway from looking at the cattle complex?
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, they're kind of a mixed finish, a few months up, a few months lower. I think this is similar to what we talked about in the grain, Susan. It felt like out of the gate, the livestock markets wanted to kind of participate in that euphoria. But beginning to realize, you know, what's left after this big push. Now, we still got cash near record high, so got futures the same way, but you've got a long fund position here. They've been really piling in, especially after things took off there at the end of December. And so you need to see the proof of continued cash, you know, positivity, and maybe that's potentially going to come in additional guidance here from the Trump administration. But if it doesn't, now all of a sudden it lends the risk of liquidation. And I'll go back to what I mentioned about the grain. Sometimes fundamentals don't matter. If you feel it, if money flow feels like it needs to be, you know, participating in a market or non-participatory in a market, they don't really care and always have an opinion necessarily of whether it goes up or down. They just are thinking about exposure. And so if we see any sort of, you know, inkling or suggestion that that could take place in those cattle markets, I think you really, as a producer, need to be keeping an eye on that and how it relates to the cash basis here, particularly on the front end, at least for the next month or two as they sort things out.
So is there the feel that we might be doing a little bit of position squaring for these cattle?
I feel so. Yeah, I think that is the case. And what really I think is interesting to watch amidst all of this is that cash convergence and the spread. So keep an eye on that February contract as we get towards delivery here, and not only in how it acts on the board and where it trades to. A lot of people have been wondering if we can get to the $2 mark there, but also how it acts in relation to the April and the June contracts, because that may offer a little bit of a peak in terms of how this cash market is still firing.
So cash market wise, are we seeing some consumer pullback happening at this point?
Well, I don't think you're seeing a ton of it. You know, that's been the conundrum here. It's a double-edged sword. We're struggling to see, you know, the ability to expand herd size, but also struggling to see a lot of positivity and optimism in what demand can continue to offer with prices like this. And I think you continue to look at the same things we always do, is look at the different cuts, look at the deviation in them. If you're seeing some of the more expensive cuts and better meat still staying supportive, but this other stuff starting to suck wind a little bit, then it could be a little bit of a warning shot. But I think it may take at least a month or two to sort this out if it is a top in the market, because the cash market has to prove that, and that doesn't happen quickly.
What about the Arctic blast in this cattle that are in the feedlots at this point?
Oh boy, I mean, I guess it's got to be a concern, especially for the short term, but we were well aware of it, you know, coming into it, and as I mentioned, just like with the rivers, it's not real lasting. Sometimes that can provide, you know, problems and headaches just with the temperature fluctuations. But if you don't go and stay at these negative values for an extended period of time, just a little speed bump. I'd be more concerned about a blizzard or something like that coming through in here as we get into that February time frame. And they're saying there's still potential for all that, so we'll keep an eye on it.
Oh, definitely. And into the month of March. What about for the hogs? They just kind of sitting back and pulling back a little bit today.
Yeah, they've been a lot more methodical in their trade. You know, we mentioned how live cattle really took off there at the end of December. You know, the hogs kind of had a big push here, too, to start the year, but, you know, kind of a pretty negative day to start today, to start this week. And so when you look at weekly charts, I think you have to notice the capitulation on the daily. But from a weekly standpoint, until we get, you know, this front month decidedly back under the 80 mark, I don't know that I would, you know, really fade this market by a wide margin. Again, demand's still going to be a big factor here, and headlines just as well, as we get guidance on, you know, if we want to increase protein and diets and so forth. But we can reload here a lot faster than the cattle markets, and I think that's what eventually creates some more volatile price action for the hogs too, as we try to figure all that out and where the consumer wants to be.
All right, look at what's happening in the markets moving forward. What are the things that you want to kind of keep an eye out? Let's start with the grain side of the trade.
Well, so for the grains and as it pertains to them, obviously we want to keep an eye on what you mentioned, and that is exports. Our movement has been ahead of pace, both in inspections and in sales. Until that changes, or unless that changes, we have to assume that demand side of the coin is going to continue to stay perched. If that's the case on exports, we got to turn our eye to ethanol. And with energy prices, what they've done lately, it offers short-term, you know, support to that market and margins moving forward. If we start to see, though, that this Trump administration is really going to make a big commitment to not only pumping more, but also to peace around the globe, I think that lends some pressure to the energy markets. And by the time you get into, you know, middle or late spring, if you get crude oil back around $65 a barrel, I think that becomes problematic. So that's probably the biggest thing I'm watching right now. Saw crude oil, you know, trade $1.50 lower today, kind of a knee jerk, just like all these other markets. But let's see how it acts here as we get into the end of the month.
All right. Sounds good. Real quick, livestock, what's the one thing you want to watch for?
So there, I want to keep an eye on exports. You know, we continue to reference about the dollar. I still think you could have a pretty sizable correction there. But when you look at it on the grand scheme, big picture, still pretty elevated. And I think not only our domestic policy, but our global policy and trade stances are going to have a big say about what these markets can do. And I say that because we're so tight. And so if we add any positive, you know, feelings on top of this, the market's going to have to dial it in. It
can't. Good. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
800-655-3380 is our 800 number.
All right, that's the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Several states have crafted legislation taking aim at lab-grown meat through labeling requirements, restrictions on state purchases, or outright bans. And last week, Nebraska joined the list with a proposed ban on the technology. I'll have more after this. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Ag Solutions Financial Area Manager, about the financing programs available from Nutrien.
That's where we really use our relationships with our strategic suppliers, whether that be the chemical manufacturers or the seed manufacturers. We partner with them to be able to put together a program to be able to offer financing for their products and some of our products as well that will give them competitive low interest rate programs with due dates that are around harvest or following harvest so that they can have a little more flexibility during the season to make the best decisions for those acres. We know the name of the game is productivity, so if we can give a little flexibility in those purchases to alleviate some of those cash flow constraints during the season, that's what we're striving for.
Nutrien Ag Solutions offers financing options at every retail location across the country. For a full list of retailers, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has been vocal in his push to ban lab-grown meat. During his recent State of the State address, he said, quote, "We need to be on offense," throwing his support behind Legislative Bill 246, introduced last week by State Senator Barry DeKay. If passed, LB 246 would categorize lab-grown meat as an adulterated food, placing it in the same category as contaminated or decomposed products, and it would prohibit its sale within the state. However, not all agricultural groups are fully behind an outright ban. The Nebraska Cattlemen's Association, while supportive of clearer labeling requirements, has yet to take an official position on the bill. Executive Vice President Laura Field emphasized that their primary concern is ensuring lab-grown proteins do not share the same terminology as naturally produced meat, saying, quote, "We need to know what it is. If it doesn't have a label, we're not comfortable saying it shouldn't be sold." The Nebraska Farm Bureau has also expressed concerns about lab-grown meat, but they stopped short of supporting an outright ban. In a recent statement, Nebraska Farm Bureau's president said the Bureau supports stronger labeling requirements, arguing that lab-grown products should not capitalize on the reputation and goodwill that farmers and ranchers have built over generations. However, he added that the Bureau does not support blanket bans, stating that consumer choice and freedom should remain a priority in public policy. Critics of the proposed ban, such as State Senator John Kavanaugh, have questioned whether legislative efforts should focus on lab-grown meat at a time when Nebraskans face pressing issues like housing and property tax relief. Meanwhile, supporters argue that it's a proactive step to protect the state's livestock industry before lab-grown meat reaches store shelves in large quantities. Nebraska joins a growing list of states taking aim at lab-grown meat, and I'll have more details on what that lineup looks like when we return.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40 and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote same-day coverage, there was
was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-556-9191. That's 1-800-556-9191. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. 1-800-556-9191. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Yes, Nebraska isn't alone in adding restrictions to lab-grown meat. Florida enacted a complete ban in 2024, and Alabama followed suit soon after. Other states, such as Iowa, Texas, and Missouri, are focused on clearer labeling laws and restrictions on state purchases. No doubt 2025 will see more legal action across the country. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, scattered flurries and snow showers, and rising temps into the teens by dawn. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, still some flurries, not as cold, highs mid-20s. Colder again for Thursday, mostly sunny and a high only in the low teens, but warming back up for the weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 2 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Hey girl, what's your name? It's so loud in here, I can't hear a thing. But I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Then hair sets the sun, went down, be hair when it comes back around. Buzzed all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit. Sideways. Ain't no need to fight, y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. Velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hair since the sun went down. Be hair when it comes back around. Earth all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Gotta make them wanna, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna. can't hear a thing. Looking for someone to put the tires back in the drive, and if they don't, then I just might lose what's left of mine. Never loving mine, I'm damn near down to my last down. I'm pretty good at breaking down a heart, but picking up the pieces is the hard part. She's searching for someone who's gonna build it.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Dirt road, he made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we sat down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stayed over there close as we drove down to the lake road. The sun fading that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things. It gets sweeter with time.
sit with me. And we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I find. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But it might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
If you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. In a harbor for what we believe, and there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag, and if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Could use some more like me and you, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Yes, there's a stands in a harbor for what we believe, and there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. No, it ain't the only place on earth, but it's the only place that I prefer. To love my wife and raise my kids, hey, the same way that my daddy did. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Mm-hmm.
maybe we'd both be 17. Cruising in my first car and acting like movie stars on Friday night. Do you remember those Friday nights? We were a rock, ready to roll. There was a fire down in our soul, and all the whole world had to stand still, then turn around us, 'cause that was a